Well, this is a whip of anticipation and out of optimism, because it is very clear that many analysts, and including myself, know that Zuma is not exactly ideologically, you know, on the same side as Robert Mugabe. So we always expect that he is going to say something that is likely to attract some interest from, you know, independent and neutral commentators.
Some people have said that they wanted President Zuma not to have a foreign policy of quiet diplomacy like his predecessor Thabo Mbeki. Recently, Jacob Zuma met U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, where Hillary Clinton was asking for some form of resolution of the Zimbabwe crisis. Is the expectation part of it to talk to President Robert Mugabe about addressing some concerns around the Southern African region?
It is quite true that ideologically there is obviously a huge difference between Robert Mugabe and Zuma and Thabo Mbeki. But the political correctness in African politics demands that we know that Zuma is not exactly going to be rattling the saber and chiding Mugabe and carrying a big cane like a high school principal. But of course, we expect that he is going to raise the issues that were raised by Morgan Tsvangirai, because Zuma has also got his eye on next year, 2010, so he's likely to be very straightforward in terms of explaining to Mugabe that Morgan Tsvangirai has raised some issues and they might need attention.
Do you think that Zimbabweans expect President Zuma to talk to President Robert Mugabe about resolving the tensions in the unity or coalition government?
Absolutely, because a lot of Zimbabweans are getting agitated now by the seemingly lack of interest in moving forward, because we all know that there are specific key performance indicators that by now should have been visible, and people feel that Mugabe and his team are not moving fast enough. Now, also remember that after the death of one or two individuals in ZANU-PF, the camp itself is a bit unstable. So there's a lot of expectation that Zuma will take up the responsibility of raising specific issues that, for instance, relate to the appointment of Ray Bennett, media reform, and of course the reduction in political intimidation and arrest of MBC. That's what the people are talking about.
There's a school of thought that says that Zimbabweans should not keep their hopes high, because President Zuma would not be touching on some of the crucial issues that needed to address the Zimbabwe crisis in the unity government. How are Zimbabweans responding to such school of thought?
First of all, we feel that as analysts, that many people are agreed that the unity government is not going to fail. People are prepared to ensure that it works. But again, on the other hand, there is a certain amount of, for want of a term, a spiritual obligation on the part of Zuma to address those issues, because these are the issues that have been raised time and over again by MDC. Most Zimbabweans feel that Zuma has got the capability and the capacity of raising those issues, because whilst he might want to be politically correct, but also he might want to be more realistic in terms of raising those issues. And many Zimbabweans that I speak to are saying that they are very optimistic that Mr. Zuma will most definitely raise those issues.